Let's read. Let's read three verses together, and I think that'll be enough, because almost everything has been said. Psalm 84, 6-8. It's a confirmation of Isaiah 35. Psalm 84, 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Amen. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Verse 5 in English, in German, is translated not only whose heart is set on pilgrimage, but whose heart is set to go upwards towards Zion. Amen. Each one appears before God in Zion. Isn't this like Isaiah 35? It's the holy way. So I really thank the Lord for his clear speaking in these last 2 days, even this morning. It becomes clearer and clearer, this way to Zion. And I thank the Lord. He didn't just give us the goal and show us the high calling, but he also showed us the way to get there, and he paved the way for us. Isaiah 35 says it's not only a highway, but it is also a road. A road means someone paved it. He went before us and paved the way for us. And this is the way of the holy priesthood. The holy way is paved with offerings and feasts. This is the way. This is what the Lord has shown us. The whole way of the holy priesthood is the way to the goal, without a doubt. I think after this weekend, there's no doubt for me anymore. This is the holy way, and I really like Psalm 84, which says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you. As it says in 35, strengthen the weakened. Yeah, for the hearts that go upwards to Zion. That his heart is said to go upwards. The way really leads upwards. New Year, people always make New Year's resolutions to eat more healthily, to do more sports. But we also have a goal, a resolution to go upwards. This is my resolution for this year. Lord, we all want to ascend. We have to really resolve this within us. And it is really, as it was said, it really has to do with our hearts. The sanctification has to do with our hearts. We have to really focus ourselves on this highway of holiness. And we have to tell the Lord as this year begins anew. We want to go upwards this year. Every day we want to go one step further upwards. And apply and practice everything that you have shown us. This way really leads upwards to Zion. We can be sure of this. And they say also, as they pass through the valley of Baca or of tears, this is also a confirmation that we are on the highway of holiness. The confirmation is not that everything runs smoothly and that we have no more problems. Today there are many Christians who think this is the blessing of the Lord, and they even preach this. If you believe in the Lord, he will give you lots of money, lots of success. You will have no more problems. If you give him 100, he'll give you 1,000. And there are really people who preach this type of word, but this is not the truth. If this is how our life is, then we are for sure not on the highway of holiness, we are on the Broadway. The Broadway is not just a way for the unbelievers, but there are many Christians who are walking on the Broadway. Really. Who are believers, really born again, but do not go on this way, because this way is very narrow. He says, few are those who find it. On this highway of holiness, you only find a few people. You find the remnant. The higher you go, the fewer people you see. On this mountain, there's no not like trolley, there's no cable car. And then you get out and, I'm on the top of Mount Zion. The Lord will cut off the cable. We have to walk this way of the Lord. But the Lord is with us on this way. But this way is so clear because it leads to Zion. And if we are on this way, there will be a valley of tears, a valley of Baca. There will be difficulties. But not because we're on the wrong way, but because extra wants to give us tribulation so that we can enter into the kingdom. We should not really be desperate or fearful hearted when we see that we have difficulties. When the heat comes, when the wilderness comes, or it says even a parched land, he sends us fire, heat.
But what sagt er hier? Er wird zum Teig.
But here it says, it will be made a spring.
Praise the Lord.
This is the confirmation of the Lord that we are on the highway of holiness. Yes, there will be valleys of tears. There will be difficulties, but this is exactly what we need to reach the goal. When we are in the valley of tears, we make it a spring through the Lord who is our source. The rain also covers it with pools or with blessings, it says in German. These tribulations are truly the blessings that will make us enter into the kingdom. Let us go with confidence on this highway of holiness. Because it says, it's promised, they go from strength to strength. When we go on this way, we will go from strength to strength. The Lord will be our strength.
Amen.
And the promise is also, each one appears before God in Zion. This is exactly like Isaiah 35:10. Of course, it has two meanings. To be in Zion already today, we cannot be in Babylon or stay there. But this way will also lead us to the heavenly Mount Zion. Each one appears before God in Zion. We can really trust the Lord. Everyone who goes this way will land in Zion. Amen. Each one. Oh, even those who go on this way, even fools will not go astray. So we can really trust in Him. If we take the way that He has shown us, take the way of the holy priest, then we will really appear before God in Zion. So praise the Lord. This new year, let us consecrate ourselves to Him and be faithful to really apply and deepen our experience of the offerings and the feasts. Praise the Lord, the way is so clear. I'm so thankful to the Lord that the Lord makes it so clear for this last portion, what we are still lacking. It is the highway of holiness. I really treasure this. We see this also in Revelation. At the end, he also says, he shows us the way which leads to the goal. Revelation 22, verse 11 and 12. Revelation 22:11 and 12. Oh Lord, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. The Lord shows us, really, that there is a highway of holiness. And for me, it became so clear. It has to go on in holiness in my life. It became so clear to me. This is a benchmark to see if we're on the way of holiness or not. If next year you don't notice more holiness in you, you have walked on the wrong way. In German it says, if the Holy One should continue to be made holy or continue to be sanctified. If we don't see this increasing within us, we're on the wrong way. In 2 Peter 3:14, be diligent to be found by him in peace without spot and blameless. This also shows us that Peter had this in his heart. He knew that the way to the goal is the way of holiness, without spot and blameless. And at the end, he says, in verse 17, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked." The enemy will try everything to lead us away from this way. Through the lawlessness, through doing of your own things, or following other people, the lawless are those who do not do what the Lord wants. This is lawlessness, who do not choose the will of God. And the enemy will do everything to lead us astray from this way. So that's why he exhorts very much at the end, beware. We really have to be careful. This is the admonition and exhortation from the Lord. Beware that you do not follow men, that you do not become lawless, that you do not live in your own will. But he is capable to bring us to the goal. This is really wonderful what the Lord shows us. I trust in the Lord that he is capable of bringing us to the goal.
Amen.
Hebrews 2:10.
The Lord is the one who brings us to the goal.
Hebrews 2:10.
Amen.
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Perfect them through sufferings. This last part of the verse says that we are perfected through sufferings. And over Hebrews 12:10.
Der Sohn durch Leiden, und wie ist es bei uns? Hebräer 12:10.
Hebrews 12:10. For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Amen. This is the way of sanctification, to be made holy. That we can be partakers of his holiness. Lord, thank you for this way. Lord, we follow you. Lead us into glory. Lord, in this year we want to become partakers of your holiness. Let's read verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Lord, we want to see you. Lord, we want to have this holiness. Lord, this year we pursue holiness. Amen. Lord, pursue. Amen. Also 12 and 13, they actually come from Isaiah 35. repetition of Isaiah 35. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
We pursue holiness.
Amen. Yes. Straighten our paths.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 30:21. Amen. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. I really thank the Lord that He is so faithful that He brings us back to Himself. This way that we are going is He Himself. He is this way. It is not just anything. I realize I'm speaking for myself. I was very distracted from the Lord Himself. I spoke a lot about the church, the building up, about this and that. But I realized that the Lord brought me back to Himself. I was somewhere going astray, but I have grasped Him anew. And I thank Him so much that He is so faithful, that if I go astray, or if we go to the left or to the right, that the Lord brings us back again, back to Himself. Praise the Lord. Yeah, who can withstand you as your as a consuming fire?
Yes, amen.
Amen. He who walks in righteousness. He who walks in righteousness and has upright in his speaking. Yeah, who really stops his ears to not hear bloodshed. Who closes his eyes to not see evil. He will live on high.
Amen.
Amen. We exercise ourselves in this. Thank you. The way, the offerings are the way to do this.
Amen.
We want to work on the good land and harvest it to bring the offerings. I just want to encourage you to read Leviticus again. You have the offerings, you have the consecration of the priests, Aaron and his sons. And then we have the food that is holy and clean and unclean. And then we see that we have the Day of Atonement. And then we see what the priests have been called for. And then we see the feasts. And we have heard all of this in the last 20 years, but saints, now we are practicing it. The Lord is really the way. But if we experience the offerings and the feasts, we see how practical this way is. Because if you keep the feasts, then you recognize Him as the way. And you are on the way that is the Lord Himself. It has become so practical. Before it was so abstract, the Lord is the way. But how? What does the Lord show us? He is the way through the offerings, through the feasts. Amen. I'm so impressed that the Lord has showed us the goal, but also the way to the goal.
Mehr kann er auch nicht machen.
He can't do any more than that. He shows us the goal.
Das ist jetzt der Weg.
And he shows us this is now the way. Now we just have to go the way. Then praise the Lord. This is the way. Walk in it. And it also shows us, the Lord also shows us where we will end up if we don't go the way. Whoa. As we heard yesterday, woe to us if we don't go this way. This is also healthy for us to hear.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for your complete picture that you have shown us. Lord, we want to preserve this picture in our hearts and do accordingly. We want to preserve it in our hearts and do it. The Lord shows us really the Lord wants us to make it. The Lord. If he doesn't show it to us, that shows he has no interest to helping us make the goal. Yesterday we talked about, will we make it or not? I don't know, will we make it? But if the Lord has shown us all of this, it shows he really wants us to reach the goal. That's why we really have to believe in and go this way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your appearing. For, first and foremost, for your presence. Lord, you are really with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are with us every step of this way on the highway of holiness. God dwells here. Lord, this year bring us closer to the goal. Lord, perfect your work. Perfect us with each one of us. And with a remnant that is still missing.
You are Emmanuel.
Amen. God with us. Amen.
Lead us each next step, Lord.
Amen.
All the way to the goal.
Amen.
Thank you. It is the Father's good pleasure to bring us there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There will be no ravenous beast on this way.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you also for your victory Amen. Over the enemy.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Revelation 21.
Die Nationen werden in ihrem Licht wandeln und die Könige der Erde bringen ihre Herrlichkeit ins Licht.
That the nations will walk in his light. I don't know which verse exactly. When we are here, it's the Lord who makes us one. Revelation 21:24. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. I really want to thank the Lord that he has brought us together, and that it is the power of his word that knits us together. Thank you, Lord. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. We have to sing this. We have to not only sing this, but also really get there to heavenly Mount Zion.
Amen.